Leili nishmas Rav Kleni Mishkamen ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Sotepek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Elu ne'amaren b'chol loshen. These things can be said in any language. And Tosfos brings, based on the Yerushalmi, the girsa should be bilshonam, their loshen. Meaning that it's true that the parshias, or the items that the Mishnah is going to discuss, can be said in any language. It has to be in a language that the person understands. So the first example is Parsha Sota, and that's because the Torah says Ve'omar el ha'isha, which the drasha is Ve'omar is b'chol lashon shu omer, any language that the Kohen says when he makes the woman swear. So the language has to be a language, like we said, that she understands, and can be any language. And then she would say Amen, Amen, like we've discussed. So the next case is Uvidui Meiser. On the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, there's a din of Bir Meisrus, that we have to make sure that all maestros are taken care of, and they shouldn't be sitting around in a person's rishus, you know, from the previous years. And during those 2 years, on the last day of Pesach, there's a mitzvah of vidui maestros, which we had in Seder Zeroyim, as it says in the Torah, Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayis, V'gam Nasati, V'levi, L'ger L'yosim, L'amonim, V'chol Mitzvah Shor Tzivisoni, V'chulu. And since it says in the Torah, V'yamarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, B'yarti HaKadosh Min Abayis, but V'yamarta is the same drasha, that is, B'chol Loshen Shehu Omer. You can say it in any language, this Vidui Meisrus. Kriyas Shema, now there's a machlokes that's brought in Brachus, whether Kriyas Shema can be said in any language, or Tafka has to be said Loshen HaKadosh. What's interesting is, Rebbe's sheet, the Rebbe Danasi, is that Kriyas Shema has to be said B'loshen HaKadosh. However, Rebbe Danasi, who is the Masader of the Mishnayos, is now bringing as an example of the items that could be said in any language, Kriyas Shema, which is not his Shita. And like we brought Taisus Yontif in the past, that this is the way of Rebbe, who is from the lineage of Hillel HaZaken, where the Midah was Anivus. And Rebbe often will just bring the Shita that did not hold like him. Now, Kriyas Shema can be said in any language according to the Rabbanon, because Kriyas Shema, the drasha is, like the Gemara says, Shema Yisrael b'chol loshon sh'ata shomea. But like we said, if it's any other language, it has to be a language that the person understands. Loshon HaKodesh, though, person says Shema loshon HaKodesh, his yotzi, even if he doesn't understand it. Like the Mefarshim explain. Utfila, this is Shemona Esrei. This can be said in any languages, because Tfila is Rachamim. Like Taisus Yontif points out, and there's a svar that a person should daven in a loshon that he's familiar with, so he can have the right kavanas. Now the Rav says on this, that this is dafka by Tfilas Tzibor. That by Tfilas Tzibor, with a minyan, over here the Mishnah says that Tfila can be said in any language. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, it's always better, mitzvah min amuvchar to daven b'loshon HaKodesh. But a yachid, however, the Rav says, should not be davening in other languages. And Taisus Yontif brings, the Rav doesn't say this, but it almost seems like Taisus Yontif had this in his girsa. He brings the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, whoever is shol tzrochov in Loshon Arami, which is Aramaic, the Malachi Asharis don't understand it, they don't really pay attention to it. That's why, b'yichidis, when a person is b'yichidis, he shouldn't be saying tefillas b'loshon Arami, only dafka with a tzibor. And Taisus Yontif says that, lefi that, the Rav is learning that Kol Shekein, that if you can't say tefillas by yourself in Loshon Arami, which is one of the greatest languages to say that's not Loshon HaKodesh, which is a mix of Loshon HaKodesh into it, all the more so any other language, a person shouldn't say tefillas when he's by himself without a tzibur. When we say tefillas, we're talking about Shemona Esrei. But in any event, tefila can be said in any language, but like we said, as long as a person understands it. Taisus asks, why is the Mishnah leaving out like things like Hallel, Kiddush of Shabbos, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaPeres, because those you can also say in any language. So the Teretz says, Taisa says, this is Lefi Shitaso. Remember, Taisa had a Lashon of Bilshonam, that the person himself, all these things, the people themselves have to understand it. So those cases, Birchas HaPeres, Birchas HaMitzvahs, and Chulu, those a person doesn't even have to understand what the Brach is. Obviously, it's better to understand, but even if a person doesn't understand what he's saying, he's Mashu that he still would be okay. Mishnah continues with Birchas HaMazon. The Rav brings, because of the drasha uberachto, which is b'chol lashon sh'ata mevarech, u'shvuas ha'edus, this is a shvua that a person makes, that he was brought to testify, and he knew something, and he did not reveal it. He made a shvua saying that, and his friend, that he could have helped, lost money as a result. This shvua, that this witness that lied, said, the shvua can be said in any lashon. U'shvuas ha'pikadun. Shvuas ha'pikadun is any type of shvua where somebody's demanding money from somebody else. Let's say Reuven's demanding from Shimon that Shimon owes him, and Shimon denies it, and he denies it with a shvua. The classic example is pikadun. Pikadun is where Reuven says, you have an item of mine, and you're holding it, and Shimon says, let's say it's stolen from him, he doesn't have it, and then they find out afterwards he does. But the shvuah that he makes is a shvuah pikaldin. This shvuah can be said in any lashon. Shvuah ha'edus, which is the first case, is learned that the Rav says from v'shama kol ola, v'shama is chol lashon shata shemea, and shvuah ha'pikaldin is learned out from shvuah ha'edus, from a gzer shava of techta.